Despite intense criticism, the federal government is still producing its own news reports. It's putting out video and audio pieces that seem to blur the line between real news and government propaganda. Newspapers and Democrats have denounced this practice. The White House has defended it. Broadcasters can disclose the source of whatever they choose to put on the air. In rural Virginia, the information from the government is welcomed. Broadcasters have no problem airing it, and farmers who tune in seem grateful. NPR's David Green reports.
Lowell Heatwall's farm looks like a postcard. A long road cuts through acres of green crops.
There's a field of rye, which is a spring crop. In about a week, we're going to mow that.
To mow his rye field, he needs 4 or 5 days of no rain. It's easy to understand why he pays close attention to weather reports.
Taking a look at the agricultural weather forecast for today.
So whenever Heatwall is milking his cows, Jeff Ishii is on the radio.
Well, I milk about 4 mornings a week, and I always listen to him then.
At the country store in the little town of Otterbein, Virginia, owner Doug Michaels, just as faithful a listener.
Everybody around here turns on WSBA and listens to Jeff Ishii and their reports every morning. It's just good, well-rounded information.
Top of the afternoon, everyone. I'm Jeff Ishii, and this is WSBA's Agribusiness for Monday, the 11th of April.
Turn the dial to AM 550 in this part of Virginia, and Jeff Ishii's on the radio. He's broadcasting from a cramped studio outside Harrisonburg, Virginia. It's a town surrounded by silos stretching for miles in all directions.
I'm Jeff Ishii. I'm a farm broadcaster based in the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia. I work for a local radio station, WSVA, which we're proud to say we serve Virginia agriculture. It's been on the air for 70 years.
Each weekday, Ishii does a live morning farm report. He tapes a half-hour lunchtime show, and he produces a syndicated program called On the Farm. He's got a lot of airtime to fill. To help, Ishii turns to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's website and its radio newsline.
On today's, it's got 10 different stories that I could use if I wanted to. And they even provide, if you want to use it, a suggested lead for your story. You don't have to use that.
Some are just sound bites of agricultural officials. Others sound like stories on any news station, except it's USDA's communications staff reading the script.
That purchase of 60,000 tons of U.S. rice, this was the first rice sale to Iraq in 5 years. Iraq was once the top U.S. rice buyer. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
It's a great example of a 60-second news wrap. It's the complete story. All the broadcaster would have to do for that is just introduce the story, and then the USDA's reporter, Gary Crawford, then basically does your job for you.
Ishii doesn't have any of his own reporters. So if he wants to give farmers national or international news, he says the USDA is just about the best and least expensive source he can find.
There's no way that we could get an interview on a daily basis with the Secretary of Agriculture. But they have access, which here in Virginia, I wouldn't. A farm reporter in Iowa or Nebraska, they wouldn't have that access.
But on the USDA website, Ishii can pick from any number of audio cuts from the Agriculture Secretary, Mike Johanns, and plug them right into his farm report. In this one, he's talking about a ban on Canadian beef in the U.S. He says it's making Canadian beef producers more aggressive, and they may be competing with American producers.
We have to do everything we can to make sure that this industry has a future in our country, and they are becoming a very aggressive international competitor.
The Bush administration wants the ban lifted, and that's exactly what Ishii tells his listeners.
Officials at the U.S. Department of Agriculture indicate that they are working hard to normalize beef trade with Canada as soon as possible. We'll be back in just a moment with a look at your agricultural weather forecast.
No surprise, what's on the USDA website is in lockstep with President Bush and his administration. USDA officials say their reports have nothing to do with politics. They're just a service to farmers. And in each report, the narrator makes clear he or she works for the agency. But is it really clear to the audience? Sitting in the WSVA newsroom, news director Carl Megenhofer says he's not even sure listeners pay attention to who's talking.
I would think that the listener they're just surprisingly unsophisticated, in my opinion, as far as where a person is from. I mean, they don't even know what's live and what's not live.
That troubles Marvin Kalb of Harvard's Joan Shorenstein Center on the Press, Politics, and Public Policy.
The government label alone is not enough.
He said listeners should know where their information's coming from. But more importantly, people who put it on the air have to make sure they're doing a service for their audience and not a service for government policymakers.
There has to be a judgment call made as well. Is this information being provided for a political purpose? Does the government use the information in order essentially to win votes? And if the answer to that question is yes, then it's a no-no.
I think it's all a lot of hullabaloo.
Radio host Jeff Ishii says he followed the debate in Washington over so-called video news releases and thought the whole thing was overblown. The USDA, he says, provides needed information to his listeners.
They're giving us the report of what happened, when it happened, where it happened, and sometimes why it happened. But I don't detect any bias at all, at least from the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And in the country store in Otterbein, owner Doug Michael says the USDA is nothing but smart to dispense its own radio programming.
Well, I would think that it'd be better money spent putting it out over the air than it would be. A lot of these farmers don't have time to read. They're farming. They don't want to sit down and read a government report.
Dairy farmer Lowell Heatwall says, sure, he knows some of the USDA reports could be propaganda, but that doesn't bother him.
Well, it's always, you know, I don't care if it's Republicans or Democrats or whoever, their side, they always got their side of the story. And USDA or whatever, they will naturally tell you what they want us to hear, which is okay. I mean, you know, I don't have a problem with that.
And really, Heatwall says, farmers don't have much choice about whether to listen to Jeff Ishii's show. They absolutely depend on his weather reports, and the rest just comes naturally. David Green, NPR News.
Conditions for field work today are excellent. Looking at soil temperatures, I know that many of our farmers planting corn are eagerly watching these soil temperatures, and your soil temperatures yesterday were at 56 degrees in Stanton, Virginia, 53 degrees in Winchester, Virginia, and in Orange, Virginia, your soil temperature yesterday was at 58 degrees. Well,